Well, I have another interesting statistic here from Mother Jones. To build the average new home, it takes 13,837 board feet of lumber. That's a lot of lumber. And lumber is something that's near and dear to author Daniel Imhoff. His new book is called Building with Vision, Optimizing and Finding Alternatives to Wood. And Daniel Imhoff joins me. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
So how many trees does it take to build one of those big new houses?
Well, back in 2000, when the average home was 2,080 square feet, I think the rule of thumb was it took 44 trees. Now, that 13,800 board feet of framing lumber is not all the wood that goes into a house. There's also sheathing, about 6,000 square feet of sheathing, plywood, about 2,500 square feet of siding, and an additional 3,000 square feet of roofing material and flooring as well.
Not to mention the cabinets and the decks.
Yeah, when I did the research for Building with Vision a few years ago, we were building 6 decks a minute. I mean, a deck is basically, as soon as you build it, it begins to weather and to take a lot of abuse. So a huge amount of materials go into it, and you can make some good decisions.
But I did say that some of those artificial woods that are made out of plastic bottles, you know, recycled bottles, and that was very expensive.
Well, I think the inherent logic in that, in the composite plastic materials, and there's a number of them out there. They've been out for a while now, so they're beginning to get a track record. And I believe that they're beginning to evolve some of the inherent design challenges in that material. The thought with a plastic composite is that it's going to last a lot longer, and it's going to require less maintenance, less staining or sanding or painting that decks require. Actually, a new product that I learned about called Timber Sill, and it impregnates the wood with a silica, actually glass, so that nothing can get in, insects can't get in, and it won't rot. So it kind of crystallizes the wood.
But in your book, you talk about finding alternatives to wood. What could I use? I mean, could I build a home out of cement or bales of hay? I've heard that.
The wall systems. If you went for a wall system like you just described, so let's say cement, for example, some kind of really, really well-insulated house. There are a number of interesting products out there. One that I particularly thought is interesting is called Rostra. Recycled styrofoam planks that are ground into tiny beads, and then they're mixed in a slurry of cement, and they make these huge building blocks that fit together and then filled with cement, and they create a really thick-walled, well-insulated, beautiful building. That's stuccoed inside and out.
I have to build an extra bedroom to my house, and I'd like to put in maple hardwood floor. My builder says, you know, why don't you get one of these prefabricated floor? What do you think of that?
Well, I think linoleum is a fantastic material that's pretty undervalued, and they used to call it the 40-year floor. It's an agricultural product. It's a flaxseed-based product.
You mean there's no petroleum in linoleum?
No, not that I know of. The Italians have fantastically beautiful designs for linoleum. There's a product called Marmoleum that people should look into for flooring or also for countertops. It just comes in a really wide variety of colors and designs. It's really long-lasting, and so I would absolutely consider linoleum.
Daniel, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I really appreciate your interest.
Daniel Imhoff's new book is called Building with Vision, Optimizing and Finding Alternatives to Wood.